Right. Okay.
Good reception. You can hear me now?
Yes, good now. Maybe it likes the fresh air.
Okay. Let me know if I freeze again. It's pretty cold, I must admit. But we'll see if it works. Okay.
Just think it could be in England. That's for sure.
Story that this ship threw in the nephilim into the boy, into the pit, and along came a crane to check whether the mother of the child has to be tummy for 7 days or 14 days, but it's like a zohar or an akeva. What was the name? A zohar or an akeva? So we saw Rashi explained that this Kohen was a bit of an Amoret, right? Rashi on a date, he spoke out that the person must have been an Amoret, because the halacha is, you're not allowed to be Metame. A Kohen's not allowed to be Metame. Where did Rashi say that? Rashi said, third line down on the base, Rashi said, the loyniza is the kohen out of horas the nefesh loyatami. This kohen was not careful about the issa of being mitami for a nefesh.
What did he do? Yeah. He has to find out for her.
He doesn't. He could find someone else. Actually, the kohen.
He's only bucky.
Huh?
I think he's only bucky.
So you can't do it.
Can't do that.
He's a seriah. It's a day. So the woman should be machmir. Wait for see. Yossi's saying, what are you meant to do? He's the only one that can do it. Right? The answer is, if you're the only one who can do it, so you tell the woman, I'm sorry, but you keep 14 days of tumah and 33 days of tire, and that's it. Right? You have to be machmir. You machmir in both ways. And also, can't be either his tayyah just because you want to help out other people. No. Wasn't Tumah Korban here, but it got to be Tumah and Tayyar. That's true, a person can only bring a Korban after the end of the Yemesh Tayyar. They're not going to only say, this woman would have a whole big funny halacha here. She's not sure what she was miscarried. Then it's nice about it. If you're not sure what you miscarry, so what you're meant to do, so you keep 14 days of Tumah, the remaining days up to day 40 of Tayyar, which is 26 days of Tayyar. Anything afterwards is Sophic Tumah, Sophic Tayyar. And on day 80, she can bring her Korban, if she was Tayyar the whole time. But in the Hami, that's if she doesn't know what to do. But Kohen can't go. He wasn't careful about these halachas. So somebody asked yesterday that if it was his brother and sister, he'd have to be Mitzah. At the bottom of the Amud Tet Amud Aleph. So we're going to learn that thesis. Now there's four lines of that thesis. The end of the thesis. Boy Marie. The first part of the thesis is the discussion. I don't really want to learn it together. In the discussion, 14 days or 7 days of Tumah and 33 days of Tayyar or 66 days of Tayyar. These are halachas which you learn in the passage of Sandria. That woman so that's it. I also say shifcha. So there's a discussion about it. He thought maybe a dove. You see the shifcha threw in the child, and now we need to know how many days you have to keep.
Why would you not like the shifcha?
Oh, So it says, because it's a pasuk, it says, B'nai Yisrael, maybe only B'nai Yisrael. How do I know also Shifra? She's a Shifra. Not a redeemed one. One is still a Shifra on everything. So the discussion could be that she threw in the child of the mistress, and we now need to know what the halacha of the mistress is. So, no, not such a right. But the end of the thesis is what's very in the gear for our understanding of the sugya.
We said before, the
girl is children armed,
and
the son of armed. Netami is asking that what's the discussion whether a woman in the shifra is Mutami the Zayin of 7 or 14 days after Leda, that the child, the Nephel, is Mutami Ba'oya. Okay, that could be Tumas Mates' one halacha. And Tumas Zayin and Tumas Leda is a different halacha. So it takes them off, Ba'imari. See where he's then takes it? Ba'imari, the Kain Shaita Hoya. His Kain was a Shaita. That's the cut. So even if we say, so Gevir Tahoya, that the Nephil that got thrown in was from the mistress. And we'll say that this Kohen was a Kohen. The Kohen is a Kohen for you. Obviously, if the Nephil was from the Shifra, it's not shaft to be a Kohen, right? As a shaft of Kohen, if the Nephil's from the Shifra. They must be talking about, because a Shifra is a Kohen. You can't have a Kohen as a son of a Goy, or a brother of a Goy. Well, an aunt of a Goy, it's just not shaft. So, even if we would say that it was of the mistress and the Kohen was a Kohen, loy hoya loy li tami. He had no right to be a tami. That means it's possible to explain this Gemara and say, you know why the Kohen went? Because the Pasuk says in Pashas Emor, he's allowed to be a tami, right? The Pasuk says there's a list of all the cases that a Kohen can be Mitami for. And there's the Imoi, so this Nephil's obviously not his mom. The Aviv also not his father, but it could be Ibnoi, maybe the mistress was his wife. Bitoi, could mean his Bitoi, could be an Achiv, an Achiv Absurah, any of those it could have been. So maybe that's why the Kohen went. The Kohen went because he had the right to be Mitami. So the person, no, you're wrong. A Kohen can never be Mitami for a Nephil. Lo yoy lo yitami. The Amina says Kohenim, it says that Kohenim ain't Kohen Mitami l'nefoyim. A Kohen can't be Mitami for a Nephil. The Dumi and the Oviv, the Imoi, the Inon, the Nei Kayon. The Pasuk says, Oviv, the Imoi, the Noi, the Bitoi, Akav, Achayze, all together. Now Oviv is obviously more than 30 days old. Right, so he's a Ben Kayon. He's obviously somebody who's a viable person, because he had a child, right? So he's obviously a viable person. And in the same breath, the Torah also says, B'noyim Bitoi, Achim Achoytoi. And here you see there has to be somebody who's a B'nai Kayon. That's one Allah, one reason why he's a Shaita. The Shaita, because he made a basic mistake. What's the mistake? He thought that since he's a Kohen, since it's a relation, he could be Mitami. You're wrong. So what's your relation? It's a relation you're not allowed to be Mitami for. It's even to bury this. Even to bury this Nephil, you're not allowed to do that. It's important enough to know, you know, that women can miscarry. Women can miscarry. And then the husband... even if you're Kohen, I mean, if the person is a Kohen, he's not allowed to be a Mitami for this Nephil. Not allowed to be a Mitami for the Nephil, because it has to be Dumi the Ovi the Imri. The Oid, and if it is another thing, the Kaan Lo Yehoya, the Tzeya Hamid. The whole Heta to be Mitami for a relation is only if it's in order to bury the relation. But here, That's not what he was doing. He wasn't going to bury the Nephil. The Nephil was in the pit already. He was there to find out if the mistress has a din of Tumas Zayin or Tumas Yudal. What's the din of Tumas Leda for the mistress? Leda. So something like that, no Kohen, even a relation, has no right to be Metamid. Then Seisah, this Kohen was a Shaita. Interesting, they use the Lashon for an Amar. Seisah use the word Shaita. It's something which I don't know if so many people would know this Chiluk, yeah? But can I don't know. He's an Amar, in other words. So he should have known that you cannot be Metamid for an Ephel, Neto. You can't be Metamid for an Ephel at all. You can never be Metamid for an Ephel, even if you want to bury the Ephel. You can't be Metamid for an Ephel. Even if it's your relation, cannot be Metamid for an Ephel. And Beis, you should have also known that this was not even a Tzech Amis. And therefore, even if it would have been a very close relation, and Bemet, the child, would have been allowed to be Metamid for him, but since you're not doing it, it's Tzech Amis, it's forbidden. Yossi wants to save his Shaita. Okay.
So, are we supposed to ask questions like the following? Why is the Brisa this case? Yeah, right. He taught us, Amar Yuna Ma'asir, Mishifchatosh, and Matsik Echad. I guess you tell me of the Brisa story that he's a Masi, and he's from Rimon, and all these. Are we supposed to ask why? Or say, no,
we have a Meister Rav. We have a Meister Rav. You know what Meister Rav is?
No.
We have a Raya from great rabbis. I'm saying this in quotation marks. Yeah, that we yesterday when we learned this in Shir, we said that we don't know why they're talking about, what's the difference?
He said it was an Alim.
Okay.
He forced this Kohen, he got a Shoten, he grabbed him by the hand, by the collar. He said, you better tell me if this only keeps X amount.
Alright.
I want you to do it. You do it now. He got a Shoten, he was forced to do it. That's why he became a thief. He used to bother me, he used to beat him up.
Stop, fair enough.
Maybe he won't, if he was a boss, where is it? I don't know.
Even the Bobby
people
were
out of
him.
They used to be very aggressive.
Does anyone know where
Remorin
was?
Sorry,
didn't you get a free background? That was Remorin. Anyone have any information where Remorin is? I know where Machtesh Remorin is. That's in the south, that's got nothing to do with it. So I don't know. My Rimon is lending a sec. Okay, so you want to suggest he wasn't such a shaita, but the boss was such a tough guy, forced him to do it. Oh, anyway, that also Rash Tasty said not like that, so I think we'll pass on that. It says that this guy was like with about the tire. But what you're saying, he was. He just had no choice. He was forced into it. Okay, we'll leave that. So back into the story. So the story was that this Kohen went to check whether the child was a Zocha or a Kohen. Now we're assuming, and that's that, they definitely threw in a Nephil. It was a father. Definitely threw in the Nephil. And yet, we want to tie this Kohen. Why? Because we assume that Chulda and Balder is Mitzuyim Shom. We assume that Chulda and Baldus is there. And Fake the Gemara, this is where we got to yesterday. Fake the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Vahacha. We're four lines down in the Gemara. Vahacha, the Vada Yetila. We know the child was thrown in there. The Sophic Geru. And we have a Sophic if the Chulda slept it out of the pit. This Kohen put his hand over the pit. He didn't see anything. He didn't see anything. Meaning he couldn't see if it was there, or he couldn't see if it wasn't there. And he came to the Kohen. So he came to the basin, and the basin said, don't worry, you're okay, you're toy. Why are you toy? Because we can assume that the Chulda dragged in this child into the pit, into the hole, away from the pit. And therefore, when you leaned over into the pit, that we can assume that the Nephil was no longer there. Right? It was dragged in. So, Fred the Gemara, It's a topic Vadai. It's a topic whether the Chulda managed to put it in. And a Vadai, the Nefil was there, and yet we say Sofik is Moiti Midei Vadai. Rabbi told us, Sofek is making it, yeah, because it was dragged out. It was dragged out of the pit. Sofek, I'll be right, maybe they drag it out. But it's about...
Hi, it froze out, Rob.
Okay. Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you loud and clear. I just want to make a quick announcement before the Rob continues. I can't stay because I've got so much stuff to do. We're making a chasana, and we actually got a phone call from the tent operator last night saying that it's kedai for us to move it up an hour. So because right next door to where the tent is Vizhnitz, and they got raided last night when they sprayed them. The police came and they had the truck with the tank of that nasty smelling spray, and they sprayed everyone. And so he said that we should move it up, you know, just in case. So they're out. So we're moving it up by an hour. And just if you're going to join us by Zoom, just, you know, so you, if you want to catch the chuppah, it's at 3, not 4.
Mazel tov.
B'shah tova.
Amen. Never a dull moment.
Wow. So we'll see you tomorrow morning in Shea again. Never a dull
moment. We've got to be an hour earlier now.
The Shea's an hour earlier. The chuppah's, yeah, an hour earlier. If Yossi's there, you could let him know.
Yossi is there, he's nodding his head and smiling and joining. He wishes you
a problem in
Shatova.
I heard him, thanks. Yishkoa to all of you. You should only share smachot and have nachas.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hey. Deep freeze. Remember, the Gemara is thinking about the Kakashna. Gemara is the question. In Sofek, Maitri Devada, so how can we rely on it? I'm dragging this question out a little bit. Oh, Daniel, yeah.
Okay, I don't know. What's the suffix is that the animal dragged it away. What's the other possibility? If you don't see it there anymore, what are we concerned about?
Dark pit, and it could be he didn't see it.
Well, what did he go there in the first place for?
The apple's not so big. If he could see it. Right? He went to see if he could see it. He couldn't see anything. Doesn't mean it's not there. He couldn't see anything. He couldn't see yet, and he couldn't see no. So Gemara says that it's a sophic. Why is it sophic? Because sophic guru. It's a sophic perhaps. The holder dragged out the... I'll be right yet. So we were massive, tired, probably made the same valley. The question, how can it be? That may be, I thought, why? So the Gemara suggests that the suffix that it dragged it out, and not that it ate it. Till now we learned, along with Aleph we learned, about eating the folly, right? So why here do we say that the stomach is it dragged it? Why don't we say the suffix that's your essence? And more than that, let's just be machad of the question a bit. On Amad Aleph, we had, do you remember, we had Machlekes, Zibdeya, and Rava. Right? The Gemara, the question from Nephalim, the Bdikas Chomet, and Zibdeya answers, what was Zibdeya's answer? That Nephalim, they eat them. And basa you eat. They're not you, the animals eat. And bread you leave, they leave over. But Nephalim are eaten. So it's a vada and a vada, he said. They eat it. They will definitely eat it. And what does Rava hold? What does Rava hold? What does that mean? What does Rava hold? What does Rava hold regarding meat? So what we had in the Gemara was, it depends how you learn the Gemara. But you remember the Gemara says, hi, mai. Hi, mai. So what did that mean? So we explained, Rashi said, the question was, I don't know why you're starting with the question to begin with. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but I don't know why you started with a question in the first place. It could be that Rava agrees to Zera that by basar, an animal certainly eats it. Doesn't leave anything over. Doesn't leave anything over. He certainly eats it. And that's why you could go into a Medura's Akum, it is a hold of them, because we can assume that the weasels and the boundless, the polecats and the weasels will certainly eat it. No, if we can assume that way, I mean, it's certainly come to a day, and it could even be come to a rock. So why could talk about goes as a topic? It's a valiatin. If so, it wouldn't be a kasha. It wouldn't be a question in the first place. Gemara's got a question on Rava. How can you tell me ain't something like Tzimidei Vadai? You see here when we threw in the Nefel, we were retired the Kohen, and how could we ain't something like Tzimidei Vadai? Why don't we answer? No, because here we're talking about meat. And by meat, we can be sure they ate it. And therefore it's a Vadai against a Vadai. Therefore, we can be retired.
I had a question, and my assumption was that the way the COVID is that you drag it, and you can see the first drag it to a safe place.
I mean, there's a whole lot. That's right. But, no, could be. That's the question which you're asking. Something makes me day vadai, it's a vadai makes me day vadai. The cholder will definitely eat up this vat. So the question is, a question on me, on Rob. I hold, says what I hold, ain't so vadai situation. So if the din is a cholder eats up and doesn't leave over any meat, when it comes to meat, they eat it up. Because it's soft, like Tosin spoke out. If we're talking about a case where we know the Cholder Vadai eats that meat, so the question never started, it's not about it, it's not stopping, it's a Vadai, a Vadai makes it a Vadai. If we say the Rav agrees to that, then we have a very strong question. When the Gemara said Hai Mai, Pima Gadam understood that when the Gemara said Hai Mai, he meant, like we explained in Shif, the Rava was not necessarily arguing with Rav Zera, he was just saying that your anocha never started, the question never started. I could agree to you, it could be that by meat, the animals definitely eat it. So it says, Prima Gadim, it's the most time the Gemara here, says the Rav Shasim, Rav Shasim was the author of the Prima Gadim. He asked over here, that why does it stay over here? What's the question in the first place? Here we're talking about a case of meat, and if we're talking about meat, a chuz and a baldness eats it. And therefore, it's not just a technical question we're having. Why are you picking on guru as opposed to flu? Even stronger, as much as there's a chance that the animal ever is called this nevel, then it's a vadai. A vadai effort against a vadai. So of course he's going to be sorry.
That's the
question on the Prima Gadim.
Surely that wouldn't apply because we've known the... That wouldn't apply on being eaten because the nest was only just thrown there. Wouldn't have had time to eat it. Would have had time to drag it away, but wouldn't have had time to eat it.
Excellent. Yaakov, you're quite Eluish. Excellent. That's exactly the Torah the Prima Golden gives. Reish Yisrael says, the Gemara is talking about a case where straight after he threw it in, the coin was sent. Not enough time for the Nephilim, for the Chulda to eat it. Not enough time for the Chulda to bring it in. That's what, you can't assume the Chulda ate it, because there wasn't enough time. But you can assume that. So, how did Reish Yisrael know that? How do you know we're talking about such a quick case? Only because of his question, but that's his answer he gives. We're talking about a case where there wasn't enough time to eat it. In a family, if there was enough time to eat it, there wasn't enough time to eat it, and that's what to check. Because how we know we got enough time to eat it, then it would have been too late to check. Right? Because since the chulda is there, he's going to check. Why is he going to see if it's the boy or the girl? And if it's eaten up, he can't see it then. So,
breaking up.
Run straight away. He's going to check if it's a boy or a girl.
You're freezing. Oh, boy. So what's the suffix then?
What was the last thing I said, Mordechai?
There wasn't enough time.
What's the last thing you heard?
That there wasn't enough time.
Oh, very good. There wasn't enough time.
Then what was the suffix? Then there's no suffix either.
Oh, so he went quickly before. Why not?
Because there wasn't enough time to eat it, then Vadai the Nephil is still there.
Oh, but says the Prima Golden, there's not enough time to eat it, but there is enough time to drag it. There's enough time to drag it. So he ran there quickly to try and see if it's a boy or a girl. But he perhaps came too late because it was red. If you didn't see it there, we can assume since the Gemara, the Cholder took it in. How can we assume that? It's a stopping place in the Vadai. Right? Answer the question. That's the question.
I'm breaking up again. Freezing.
Now after the answer. Prototype is about the freezing, but not so I can do it. Have you actually frozen?
You are back with us now.
Yeah,
good. You are back with us at the moment. No, you're not. We lost you again.
Okay, how about that?
Fine.
Yeah?
I can hear you.
Okay, let's try. So we're going to go and answer the Gemara. Says the Gemara. We're now, we're 6 lines down on the Gemara. You didn't know what it was. You know, if a child born before 40 days, so it's not even a, it's nothing. So he didn't know, he doesn't know what it was. Nobody knows what this child was. Was there a Netflix taker now? Says the Gemara. And a sex taker. What's a sex taker? Is it a nephil or not? And even if it was, maybe the chulda took it in. Right? So it looked like a nephil. It was,
How many days
did you want? Yeah, so it was like, it was let's say 39, 40 days, one shot after, from what stage you're born. So it's Gvuli, is there Nephil or not? They chucked it out, they don't know. And now he'll need, the Kohen's going to go and check, depends how the form of the child is, they have to work out whether it was a Nephil, whether it was a Nephil or not. And then he's going to check if it was a boy or
girl. That's
the issue where you can tell? Yeah, yeah. It's also, not every Nephil is a Nephil. For instance, child, if he's born in the shape of a sandal, the Gemara brings down in Nidor all types of a child born in the shape of a fish.
He's
not a Nephil, right? Namatama Leila.
Frozen.
I don't hear anything. Cool.
Maybe the camera should turn off the camera.
It's such a pity.
Yeah, I know. It's...
You still can't hear anything. No.
Hear me?
Just now, that word, yes, but nothing more.
Listen. All right, listen, do our best. The rest of the eight are so tomorrow, there was a topic if it was an Nepha. We're going to try and chop. And a Nepha is a fake taker. First, we don't have a cloud as a child. And second of all, if it is, maybe it's not anymore. Okay, the Gemara about Adim Zafi email, he didn't go to check if it was an NFL. And the Gemara means all of that, all together. Hardly come. This is what it means. Lady went to see Imrua Hepila, Im Nefel Hepila. Did he went, did he miscarry him? Did he ruach? Like a bad. With never laughing inside. Or bad. The placenta came out with a Nephil inside. Pinching the name and Nephil Epila. So there was a big and the Gemara actually speak on topic name. No, there's a father there. Why? From Sada Ibrahim. No, in the case of the bid, was a father and a father. Why? Even the chulta of a fatherless Mitzvah and Shalom, since the chulta of a fatherless Mitzvah and Shalom, since the chulta of a fatherless Mitzvah and Shalom, some of the name of leap over the mace. So what would I mean to say again? Ibrahim. Right? So the first test of the Gemara is a Sofik and a Sofik. Second test, Ibrahim Zema. Also, Vada, Ibrahim Badlis, Nasin Shom, since the Chuldan Badlis was there, Vada, Geru, Parashaita, Right. So at this stage of the Gemara, the new text of the Gemara is saying that even if it's a short amount of time, we can assume the Badlis took it in. This Madrid is going didn't realize that. Otherwise, a waste of time in looking. Right? No point looking in a bore if it's not meant to be there anymore. So he obviously wasn't, the Kohen didn't realize this point. Like the Gemara in the beginning didn't realize it. So second test of the Gemara. Second test of the Gemara is saying that if there is a Chulda and Badlis there, we can assume the Chulda will grab all the kids as soon as possible and drag it into his hole, and the child will not be in the... It's true that the Chulda will, the Shiura Mishaya, the Chulda will leave over some of it. The Chulda will leave over some of the... He won't eat the whole thing. But, Migra Midas Vadai Goru. He will definitely, certainly drag the Nephil by Ishais in that small amount of time. It will drag the Nephil into its little hole. Doesn't matter, because the Nephil won't be there. And doesn't bother me anymore if there's any Nephil elsewhere. No. No Nephil left in the pit. But when the Chulda eats it, he won't have time to eat the whole thing. The Chulda will only have time to eat some of it, but that doesn't bother us, because there's definitely no Chulda, no Nephil left in the pit. So when this Kohen put his head over the pit, he did not go, he was not in line of the Nephil, because the Nephil wasn't there anymore. Okay? Seems if I speak faster, I don't freeze. Says Rashi. Right to Rashi. Ruach Apila. Shafir. Mole Ruach. Shafir is a placenta. Full of Ruach. Wasn't an Ephel Bechal. If you say it was an Ephel, Kaloima. What's Rashi mean? Kaloima. What's the Gemara mean? Kaloima. Lechol Eilahutzuch. This guy needs us to find out all these points. Shema Ruachu. Perhaps there was a Ruach. Va'agid, and I'll tell them that what? Ve'ein ka'al lo'itzum and zohar, lo'itzum and zakeva. That he does, the mother doesn't have to keep any tumor. Not tumor zohar, not tumor zakeva, because she didn't give birth to a child. Ve'im'eh. And if I'll see, says the Kohen, shu vlad, if I see it's a vlad, shechini li'ois, I'll have to go and see im zohar im nekeva, if it's a boy or girl. So this guy, that's what was going in his mind when he went to check. I'm going to check for two things. Number one, is it an NFL? Or maybe not. Maybe it's nothing. Nafkamina, whether the mother has any tumor. And number two, even if I know it, the mother does have a tumor, I have to know which one it is. Says Rashi, Badai Guru, Muchzokin Hein Bekam. Again, the word Muchzokin, but here again, the word Chazokin means like a lot of Aleph, says the Badai. Muchzokin Hein Bekam. Loidomi the Masnisin, and it's not comparable to our Mishnah. The Tony that says our Mishnah, we were Medaik in our Mishnah, Kochazino Chayshino. If we see the Chulda drags Chometz, we do have to be Chayshish. Because the Nehim, the Vadai Ochlo Loyoma, it's true we say, we can't take on the Chulda definitely eats. And therefore, we see the Chulda taking it off. We have to be chayshus in some of the chometz. There is certainly a certainty that a Chulda takes chometz into it, takes the thing, the food, into its hole. That is the answer to the question. How does Robert say, in Sobek makes me day of Vada? You see, the Chulda taking Chomet, and we say, in Sobek makes me day of Vada. Why in Sobek makes me day of Vada? The Chulda says it, yeah, because the problem is the Chulda won't eat it. But when the Nephil, we see We do say something like today, Valai. Nobody denies that. The Valai takes the chomet. Oh, what happened then? Not necessarily to eat it. So now that makes all the difference. If we're talking about chomet, so there's Valai chomet in the whole. Not necessarily eat it. So you have to be over Bari Ra, Bari Mote, in something most of the day. But by Nepal, the both have got Nepal there. There's no risk here of leaning over Nepal and Nepal. Because there's a certainty that the animal will take the Nepal into its home. Just like the Chum. Eat it, and now we don't have a certainty at least. And some of them are two points. Number one is we don't know the chlal that there was an ethical band. The first episode is stopping against the suffix. We can assume when Rava said, ain't stopping, it makes me. They validate the thing. We don't need the chola to eat it. All we need is the chola to take it away, get it out of the bone. That's what we need it to do, get it out of the bone. It's a vada again, it's a vada solid. So there's a sorry about the freezing.